I notice myself talking to less people and being less engaged in conversation. And it really impacted my mental health. Pretty sure I fell into some type of depression because I just stayed alone all the time and like slept and ate, and that was my day.
That was student Destiny Williamson recounting the hardship of being socially isolated during the COVID-19 pandemic. For many students, quarantine and distance learning has negatively impacted their mental health and left them feeling socially isolated. For Kieran Shania, it was not being able to see her friends on a consistent basis that made the first few months of quarantine isolating.
At the beginning of the pandemic, I feel like it was really hard for me just because I was so used to seeing my friends all day, every day. I live at home with just my mom, so it's just the two of us. So it was hard to really only be two people.
Students started the school year virtually, but without some of the modifications that had been made last spring, such as grading on a pass-fail system and lightening the assigned workload. Regularly paced classes in a virtual format contributed to feelings of burnout for Audrey Matsky.
If I remember correctly, it was around the beginning of October. I just completely stopped being able to do schoolwork. It was just a sort of moment of stubbornness almost. Like I couldn't lift my pencil. I couldn't log into a Zoom class. And I certainly was frustrated with myself because I didn't understand, like, you know, this is like, I've been doing school for 12 years. Like, what's stopping me now? Like, I'm a senior. I'm about to graduate. Why am I not doing my work?
As the pandemic drags on, students have found ways to cope with feelings of overload and isolation. Destiny has started using Zoom to connect with some of her friends for weekly game nights.
Every few weeks or every week or so, I have game night with my friends and we all play games, and it's really fun. Or connecting to with people that you haven't talked to in a long time. And I started talking more to people I went to elementary school with, and that's always a good time to see, like, where people ended up and what's going on in their lives now.
While video chat is a great temporary solution, it is not enough to combat long-term feelings of loneliness, according to Audrey.
Relying on other people, especially remotely, to help support you just doesn't work. And there are some things that, like, even just talking about them with other people, it helps you get through it. But, like, it's not really a long-term solution because, like, that's kind of the core of our experience during this pandemic. Like, we're alone. Like, we have to learn to live with ourselves and live with our own, you know, emotions and thought processes. And like, that to me has been the hardest part, because, like, you know, when your friend doesn't answer your text immediately, or when they can't FaceTime the one night you need them to, because like everyone gets busy, you know, what do you do then?
As we proceed with the transition into hybrid learning and continue to grapple with the social restrictions of the pandemic, UHI counselor and certified therapist Michael Bruno encourages students to use the technologies available to facilitate connection.
Focusing on using those as not the time spent together via those medium. I think sometimes we're looking for substitutes for the substitutes for human connection, right? I don't think they exist. So using the tools we have to connect as much as possible, but then also using the tools we have to get really connected.
Supporting friends over video chat certainly isn't ideal, but it is better than nothing in the opinion of Asha Patel, who feels that checking in on friends is incredibly beneficial.
I think our generation is getting better at being more supportive in this term, in these ways, and people have been more open about their mental health. So all my friends have been super supportive about it and just been like, yeah, if you want to hang out, if you want to Zoom or something, because I haven't hung out with people in a while, like, I'm totally open to that. And just, you know, giving space to people and, you know, checking in with them, like even the smallest things, like, oh, hey, I really miss you, bye. You know, those things always mean the biggest to everybody, pretty much.
For Audrey, they think one of the most helpful things is being empathetic and validating others' feelings and experiences.
Whatever you can do as a student to not even just reassure them verbally, but just demonstrate to them that, like, you're not looking to compare yourself to them. You're not looking to condemn them for being lazy or write their struggles off as, like, something that they could have controlled if only they'd tried hard enough.
According to Mr. Bruno, it is important to check in with friends, but also to validate and acknowledge your own feelings.
It's through the process of feeling our feelings that we increase our capacity to manage and endure our feelings. Feelings are a part of life. We all have them. And I think part of what's happened is that we are we have a lot of practice of putting distance between ourselves and our feelings.
Reporting for the UHI Midway, I'm Taya Tambula.